which brings us to the last presentation of this session, which is entitled Live Healthy America, a web-based health promotion program. And today, presenting this will be Troy Vincent, who will tell you a little bit more about the program.
Thank you very much. We've all been kind of sitting here for an hour, so we're active people. Let's just stand up real quick and shake that person's hand beside you and tell them thanks for being an ambassador of health. You're all doing amazing things, so I'll steal a minute of my time to do that, liven it up a little bit. No, you can't leave when you stand up, darn it. That's not your... Okay, now let's sit down again now. As mentioned, I'm Troy Vincent. I'm the director of Live Healthy America, and we're based in Des Moines, Iowa. And unfortunately, I'm here today. I'm representing Roxanne Jones Mader, who was to be here today, but unfortunately, she's battling her third bout of cancer. And so I was asked to come and give this presentation. So our thoughts and prayers are with Roxanne, who is an amazing lady and did an amazing job within our research of our program. I'm going to just hit you on the dark side of things. Our learning objectives here today is just we're going to show you what a web-based program can do to kind of bring a community together and start to build that cultural wellness by tying in various aspects of a community. This program is available to anybody that wants it, whether it be if you are a business, a community, a state, an organization, it's yours for the taking. Live Healthy America, we all know the dark side of between obesity and being inactivity and nutrition. We all know the costs associated with it. We all know in the whole scheme of things, businesses are the ones that are driving sometimes the wellness message, not always the best way, but they're driving the wellness message. However, according to WOCOA, 85% of our businesses are small businesses that do not have the opportunity, the resources, or the insight to create a wellness program. So how do we get to those particular folks and then engage the community as a whole? And that's where local organizations like ourselves, our foundation, are teaming up with various other organizations to build out programs at the grassroots level so we can get effectiveness throughout the country when it comes to health and wellness promotion. Live Healthy America Foundation, our goal is obviously just to improve the health and productivity and quality of life of all Americans and give the tools that are associated with that. We hear everywhere we go is, I don't have funding, I need grants, how do we do this? I need incentives, this and that. We've built that all in through strategic partners throughout the country, so thus, you don't have to. Your message is to get the message out and to spread the word in outreach. In the whole scheme of things, we want to change, obviously, personal behavior. We want to get down to the built environment, but then in the long run, we want to build policy changes. And I'll show you a model here. Excuse me. It is a tricky mouse. It's on the left side. We'll show you a model here where I'm going to focus on Iowa, where it's a microcosm of what can be done in a community. Hy-Vee is a grocery store chain in the Midwest in 8 states with over 400 stores. I'll hit on them a little bit. We do a city program in Dallas where the city of Dallas has come on board to create the program, and now Dallas is challenging Houston, and Houston's challenging San Antonio, and the word is spreading throughout Texas. And then since our theme is across borders, I'll share a program with you real briefly on how we reached out to the country of Bermuda and helped with their Ministry of Health, their business sectors, their Diabetes Association to create a Live Healthy Bermuda campaign and a sustainable foundation there. Within the historical perspective of how this started, we reached out to a foundation that that helped out with almost Olympic size competition, amateur competition in the state of Iowa. They were used to doing team-based programs, and so they created a little program called Lighten Up Iowa, and it was first off just this weight management program for 3 months. They reached out to their various sponsors, businesses, organizations. Then we reached out to the Department of Public Health, Iowa State Extension offices at University of Iowa State in Ames, and then reached out to create community models, reached out to those corporations in those communities, friends and families. My mom's Red Hat Club actually has been participating in this in the last 5 years, tells me about it all the time, and then reaching out from there to chambers of commerce, getting state employees involved, bringing in studies to make this an evidence-based piece, And then also, this has created a multinational, a multi-state program, and then also obviously taking it throughout the country. So historically, the seed was planted in Iowa. Come on, crickets, Iowa, corn. Wow, we all have sleep, aren't we? We need our coffee. Like I said, the program started Lighten Up Iowa, and we moved on to Live Healthy Iowa to encompass the entire full mind, body, and spirit of health, rather than just the weight loss component. And so in Iowa, we're engaging, it says city up there, we're engaging the entire state, but we're engaging cities to start their own programs. Live Healthy Ames, Live Healthy Iowa City, Live Healthy Dubuque. And so it's driven by the mayor, it's driven by the Chamber of Commerce, it's driven by healthcare providers, hospitals, and other organizations that are out there, the American Heart Association, Diabetes Association, teaming up with them to create this challenge amongst the city and within the state. This coalition, we've got our TV engaged, we have our grocery stores engaged, we have our major corporations in the area engaged, we have most every university this year. We'll have a challenge between Iowa State University, Iowa, University of Iowa, which you'll see the Tiger Hawk on my sticker, UNI, Drake, those four major state universities, their staff will be competing against each other within this challenge this year, which is kind of fun. Local hospitals, etc., also compete against each other. So how does it work? Live Healthy America, Live Healthy Iowa, Live Healthy Dallas, all the same thing. But what it comes down to is a 100-day program that runs January 14th through April 23rd this year in 2009. It's a team-based competition. You team up with your friends, your family, your coworkers. You're going to track your activity time personally, privately. You're going to track your weight loss if you'd like to, and you can track your nutrition as well. You can do all those. You can do one of those, but you've got to do at least one of them. It's very private. We do pre- and post-program health surveys, which I'll get in a little bit of that. It's area variable specific, so if you're a company, you have offices throughout the country, you can have your Dallas office compete against your Minneapolis office and things of those sorts, and we provide the technology behind that. We keep the teams to 2 to 10 people. We ask you to report weekly. It's a turnkey web solution. There's absolutely no startup fee for a company or a state to start the program up. There's a small registration fee, but we've built in incentives behind that. So even if you don't want to get healthy, you get some garb and some good stuff for the registration fee. And we've already built all those incentives in. So, and like I said, it's a 100-day program as well. It starts in January. So this happens to be the Live Healthy Iowa website. Our governor came on board, and in his State of a State address said, I'm doing this. Everyone should do this. My state employers are going to do this. And amazingly enough, he did do this. He lost about 60 pounds, and he's doing very well. I'm going to skip through that because we kind of talked about that. We provide the marketing materials and everything as well for you. We customize that for your organization, posters, brochures, etc. We've teamed up with multiple strategic partners, but one of our major strategic partners is the Meredith Corporation. If you've had the Better Homes and Garden Cookbook above your refrigerator, that's them. Their corporate headquarters is in Des Moines, Iowa. They help us with nutritional information, workouts, all kinds of things that we provide on our resources of our site. And then also within their 13 television stations throughout the country, they provide us the opportunity to run PSAs. And they're excited to run PSAs after the election, not until then. So each participant, for an $18 fee, which includes shipping of your products, you're going to get personalized meals plans, customized workouts, community discussion boards, there's video exercises, there's calorie charts, anything you want to know about health and fitness resources, it's on the site. You also get weekly emails from us where we work with our partners to provide recipes and additional workouts that are relative to your culture, whether if you're in Bermuda, whether if you're in Dallas, Iowa, California, we make them culturally defined within wherever you're participating at. Also, you get a little training t-shirt. Obviously, everyone gets a little t-shirt. But then also, you get a one-year subscription to one of our magazine partners. So for $18, you get all this stuff for 100 days, and we also let you utilize the website for the 365 days throughout the year. We have journals and things of those sorts inside the site. So in the whole scheme of things, you're going to get a t-shirt at the beginning. You're going to hear about us in those magazines all year long about what Live Healthy America is doing to help promote health and wellness and what you can do and examples of how people have been successful within the program. So we're trying to hit people on every month after the 100-day program. Bringing Iowa back into the model, this is our core. this is what we're going after, and here's some practical examples. The Iowa Department of Public Health, our director, Tom Newton, said our staff is going to do this, and we're going to get after this. Tom himself lost over 40 pounds and was a great example of what can be done within state employees. For the whole scheme of things, this was the Culver judge, that's our governor and our lieutenant governor. They challenged state employees to do the program. Over 2,100 participants participated in the program. What I love is the activity minutes. If you're getting up, you're getting active, you're going to lose weight. And the neat thing about it, you're doing it with your team, your teammates, so you're starting to create a community and a culture amongst your employees and your friends. The governor actually awarded, we had a press conference at the State House, awarded medals to friends and family, all the people that participated, which is kind of neat. University of Iowa Hospitals. University of Iowa engaged in this program, got their hospital side of things going, now the university is going, and now the University of Iowa is challenging the universities all throughout Iowa, which I've mentioned. Great program, and University of Iowa also helps us with some research side of things within our program. They've also extended out invitations to SMU, North Texas, the University of Texas, places like that, and challenging them where we have programs to join the University National Challenge. The neat thing about University of Iowa is they've tied it into their athletic department as well, where the incentives of their program are trips with the coaches on trips, road games, things like that, so you can actually win some incentive prizes throughout the program. This has got a very important social ecological part of our program, Hy-Vee food stores. I mentioned the number of stores throughout the Midwest. You walk into a Hy-Vee food store, you're going to see a kiosk that says Live Healthy America. They've reached out to every single one of their stores. They've reached out to their vendors where Dannon and Kraft and Dasani Water and Kashi have come together to provide an $8 coupon for the registration of the program. So if you go into Hy-Vee food stores, you pull off this little coupon, you're going to get an $8 discount on the program. That switches up various areas, but for the most part, there's discount available to you. Also within the program, you're going to be able to get budget healthy meals. We've really pressed them to push healthy conscious meals that are affordable for all aspects of our society, and they've done a really good job of it. They've also incorporated our wellness program within their company's wellness program. 2007, they had 3,000 people participate. This past year, they had over 4,000 employees participate, losing 32,000 pounds. The sad thing is, I showed the CEO of that company this, and he says, Troy, that's less than 10% of our population. We need to do more. We need to do better, and we're going to do that. And so he's expecting 20 to 30% of his 40,000 employees this next year in the program. Community outreach within those grocery stores, those store directors are really pressing the word in those communities. They're tying up with Ames, Iowa's Chambers of Commerce and Dubuque's Chambers of Commerce saying, hey, what can I do? I'll do outreach. Each one, 150 of those stores have dietitians at their little store location. You can go in there. The dietitian will actually shop with you. She'll go with you, he or she will go with you before you shop or after you shop and kind of go through the products that you've picked up and what you could have alternately picked up. So you can kind of see we're starting to create this model, which we're trying to catch everybody where you're at. Overall, Live Healthy Iowa, 36,000 people participate in the program and over 140 businesses. The neat thing about it, which I think is fantastic, is there's over 40 communities that started their own grassroots program. And what happens there is you get the mayor involved. And then when you want to talk about building trails and you want to talk about building a rec center and you want to talk about doing this, he or she is already engaged in a health and wellness program. They're seeing instant results of what people are doing and the need for that built environment. That built environment changes policy. We're in Iowa now. We're working the final details out on where businesses, small, large, mid-size, can receive a wellness credit for their employees if they produce a wellness program for their employees. So you start to see this model where it's Iowa, it's Ames, it's Iowa City, it's the state, city government, and everything builds up to this piece, and it becomes a health portal for wherever organization that you're in. As I mentioned, it's very prepackaged. The communication's all there. It's very efficient, very affordable. The incentives built behind it. We give incentives every week, whether it be from hats, water bottles. We do drawings for cruises and things of those sorts as well on a national level. Everything is very private, and everything is obviously very customized as well. I got 1 minute here. We provide, if you're a business, Baylor Hospitals administrator dashboard, he or she can see what their entire hospital is doing on a total at every time. So when that CEO says, what are we doing every week, every hour, she could say, we're doing this, we've got this many participants, we're activating this much time, we've lost this much weight, and they absolutely love that. And so I laugh at them when they ask about return of investment. It's about return of inspiration, it's about return of imagination, and that's what we're about when it comes to someone's health. Each captain gets their little dashboard, each person gets their dashboard as well, there's leaderboards, etc. Lastly, Dallas, awesome city. We're building that program out as well. Like I said, they're building out Houston, and they're engaging the city. The mayor's on board. This is our goal, to build out cities. We got about 5 of these cities already engaged in the program throughout the United States. I talked about Bermuda. This has become their health portal of their country now, and we actually just presented this at the London Obesity Conference about a month ago, and we're hoping to build out programs out there as well. Funny story is that the health minister awarded themselves a silver medal in obesity while they were there, and I was the next speaker, and I happened to have a little medal in my briefcase. I said I'd like to award America the gold medal. I think that's who you were talking about at that time. But in the whole scheme of things, and this is what I just concentrate on, the evidence side of things, is that on our pre-programming and our post-programming, we're seeing people, their fruit and vegetable consumptions move a day increase from 14.7% pre-program to 33% post. And then on the engaging of 30 minutes of physical activity 5 days a week, we're seeing a jump from 18.2 to 33.9. Our six-month retention is coming due this month, which I know we've got staff working at DMU on that right now, but which we're excited to kind of see where that's at. That is fast and furious, and I apologize, and I went a little bit over. So I'll ask any answer any questions you have. So thank you.
Okay, so we've got about 10 minutes left for questions, and one of our presenters, Melissa, actually has to run to another presentation in a few, and so we agreed to have her answer questions first, if that's okay with everyone. So if anybody actually has a couple of questions for Melissa over here, we'll go ahead and get started, and I just want to remind all presenters, if you can reiterate the question into the microphone so it gets recorded, we would really appreciate that.
Sure. Multimedia Builder software only costs like $60. It's really cheap, and you can also get a demo that you can download for free. I think it's if you just Google Multimedia Builder, you'll go directly to the website. The only difference between the one that you pay for and the demo is there's this bar that says this is a demo version of Multimedia Builder. So, and it does take quite a bit of time in order, you know. Like I said, I came to it really not knowing anything about computer programming, but not only that, but the way that it's worked out, you basically have to have everything organized before you start the programming. So that took a lot of time because of the formative research and just organizing what we wanted the messages to be and how each page was going to be laid out, that sort of thing.
Can you put the Multimedia Builder or the Healthy TV up online so people just access it online?
Yes, I believe that you can. We haven't done that yet, but we're considering it for our website. And I really haven't looked too much into it. We're actually in the planning phases for a preconception health, pregnancy, and postnatal sort of healthy TV as well. So.
Mm-hmm. You use seniors as your initial target, and generally they're not quite as computer savvy as mm-hmm. we are. How
sure.
much training or reluctance did you find among the senior population in using this device?
Well, that's kind of a funny question. The reason that we chose this senior center was because that they have a readily available computer lab, and we also have a relationship that we've been working with them for several years on different types of projects. I go and do health education there too, so they're familiar with me and our center. So I haven't really experienced too much reluctancy in working on the project on the Healthy TV itself because it is so easy to use. And we're interviewing the computer tech person, and she's just been really supportive of how easy it is to use. And she's there as well in the lab if the seniors do need help. However, getting them to the computer lab seems to be a bit of an issue because honestly, a lot of them would rather play bingo than go and get on the computer. So that has been a challenge. We're planning a demo of the program just so that, you know, when they're in their little community room, we can go in and go, look how easy this is to use. It's really fun. Please come in, and you can see some of your other peers on the video itself. So hopefully that'll be intriguing enough to get them in there. The cost of the formative research? Zero. Actually, the video editing, most of it was done on Windows Movie Maker, which is free on when you buy Windows. And although I sort of outgrew that, and there's only a limited amount of things that you can do with that editing software. And some of the more professional softwares are quite expensive, $600, $700. So we're a nonprofit, and I basically just built some relationships with the people within the Tulane community and the New Orleans community and did the research that way. Anything else? No? Well, thank you all very much. I hope that you enjoyed it. And if you have any questions, my email is mlovell, at tulane.edu. Thank you.
Okay, great. And so maybe what we can try to do is take about two questions per presenter at this point, and I'm sure a lot of you will be here to hang out afterwards and answer any additional questions. And so we can kind of get started and go back to the beginning. If anybody has any questions for Zarya? Anybody?
I was just wondering if you posted it online or if you're allowing other groups to use your video.
Not yet. We're sort of exploring distribution channels, and we approached PBS television with the pilot, and they're quite interested, so there's the potential for distribution in that avenue, so we haven't quite, made it totally readily available, but depending on the way things go with the second project, the nutrition project, I know there's been a lot of interest in that, so we'll see about, community outreach and other distribution channels. Yes?
My question is regarding how do you ensure a long-term knowledge? Because you say your retention at 2 weeks, how do you perceive measuring? Because your focus is knowledge, how do you perceive measuring that at a longer term?
Just to reiterate the question, I didn't do that the last time. How do you measure knowledge over a longer term? Because in our phase one study, it was a two-week retention period. That was the question. So when we approached the NIH for additional funding, because the phase one grant is generally a lot shorter, and a lot of that time is devoted to the formative research and development rather than the actual testing and retention. So we have a phase two grant, which is a much longer period, even though it takes a long time to make the series. So we're going to be conducting a randomized trial with approximately 60 families over a one-year period. And we're going to be measuring knowledge gain and attitude change, and also potentially some aspects of behavior change. So we hope to be able to demonstrate that there are longer-term effects. Any other questions?
Okay, and then next we can take questions for Andrea from March of Dimes. If anybody has any questions?
Have you figured out any way to strategically get people to go on YouTube to get to your video? Is there a way to do pop-up ads or, something to draw them into your video?
That's a great question. Excuse me. Dissemination, distributing the concept of driving people away from your website is not necessarily what we want to do. We have the video posted on our website, and then it takes them out to the YouTube website. So that's one way of we get the hits on our website, and we can keep track on YouTube of the demographics. We have, we disseminated a lot of the hard copies of the DVDs to our chapters, and we're asking them whenever they have events where they may come in contact with 18 to 24-year-old women to get the word out that way. So it is a challenge. We're still learning about the process. We're still, it's new to us as well, marketing the videos. If you go on YouTube.com and you just put in March of Dimes, you'll find tons and tons of our video there.
And look,
that's right.
Yeah.
So that's a challenge, right?
Yeah.
Right. But older people may, supporters of the March of Dimes will, and as you saw in the demographics there, that we're not necessarily hitting our target on YouTube, but in Spanish we are. So in one way we are having success in that way, just word of mouth, just people, that's the YouTube culture too, is YouTubers, if you like what you see, you pass it on to your friends. And that's the culture of YouTube. We rely on YouTubers to get our message out there. Yes?
During your presentation, you used the term preconception health.
Yes.
And then later you used future fertility.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking preconception health, it just struck me as very clinical, but future fertility, when you're talking with somebody, maybe that's a more user-friendly term, and I didn't know if you had any feedback on those two.
You know, in my experience, I have not. And I agree with you. They are very different terms. I have a strong family planning background, so future fertility is always something that it's a natural term that comes to me. I also have to think about the term preconception health when I think about it. Thank you for that suggestion. I'll talk to my colleagues about that. Is there anything else? Okay, thank you.
Okay. And then... Real quick, we only have a couple minutes, but can have the photo novella group come up, and then last and then Troy.
Do you have any copies of your photo
novellas? Yes, we did distribute them. We didn't expect this large audience, so we can make them available to you. If you stay after the presentation, we'll gladly do it.
Sure.
Just if you could give us a show of hand, how many of you will need a copy of the photo novella? And it's on the website, yeah.
The website
is. If you want it, print it, we can also make sure.
Thank you. And does anybody have any questions for Troy from Live Healthy America? Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
What are the rates for weight loss, like continuing weight loss with people in
the program? I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
What's the rate of like keeping off the weight that they lose?
Those studies right now are being built out. Our 6 months is coming due in October, so we'll see. For the first time, we actually have some really hard data on that. So hopefully we'll be able to share that with you next time at this conference.
Why did you decide that 100 days was the appropriate time frame to change behavior? I mean, I realize you're going to get the results on recidivism or continuation, but why 100 days
Right. It's a great question. The reason why we chose 100 days was based on the fact that two reasons. One, we started out as a 6-month program and we lost retention. And so in our model of collaboration, there's amazing things that are going on within the diabetes walks and the heart association's events. So in a particular city, there's multiple opportunities to do things of health. And so rather than us take the whole 365 days or we take 30, whatever, we met with those folks and said, we're going to take this chunk, the 100-day application, and then we promote this, and then we promote this. And so we create this 365 days of wellness by bringing in collaborators that are doing other projects within physical health and wellness. That's part of the reason. I mean, that's mostly the reason, because if we build the collaboration, we're going to get more done. Any other questions? There's some literature on the back. If anybody wants to take it, please do. And safe travels to everybody on your way home. Have a good day.